Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, the home for free speech, which is important. Now more than ever, they say that free speech is the first victim of war. I hope we're not headed into a war, but it doesn't look good. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed shekels, go to nationalbugle.com, download the kosher-tified app. Let's lead a non-kosher-certified lifestyle. And let's not have a kosher-certified war, because that's what this looks like we might be headed into. Mark Hollett, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. It's great to be here. And obviously, we are talking about a very serious issue. I think the best place to start is by unequivocally stating that what Donald Trump has done here is not only terrible, not only do we completely oppose that, but it is also a massive betrayal of his voting base. Now, I think it's fair to say that campaign Trump is very different to President Trump. And campaign Trump said a lot of things which he hasn't carried out, a lot of promises that he hasn't made good on. And some of those things, it's fair to say, are not entirely his own fault. He has been seriously, seriously frustrated by the Democrats and also by globalist Republicans who have all worked together to ensure he hasn't been able to push through the immigration reforms he's wanted to. He hasn't been able to build the wall, and they've kind of penned him in. And obviously with the impeachment, that has further reduced his capability to govern. However, these latest strikes, or this strike on the Iranian general, was something that was such a huge betrayal of Trump's voters. And it was also something that was completely on him. And we have to take a look, really, about campaign Trump and President Trump. Because Donald Trump tweeted out on the 25th of September 2013, "Remember what I previously said. Obama will someday attack Iran in order to show how tough he is." He said on the 9th, I'm getting these dates wrong. These are Americanized dates. Oh, no, I got the first one right. That was an anglicized date. This is an American date. On the 16th of the 9th, 2013, he said, "I predict that President Obama will at some point attack Iran in order to save face." And finally, on the 10th of the 9th, 2012, he said, "Now that Obama's poll numbers are in tailspin, watch for him to launch a desperate strike in Libya or Iran. He is desperate." So here we have Donald Trump suggesting that further wars in the Middle East would only be carried out to save face, that an American president taking America into more conflict in the Middle East would only be done in order to save face, in order to really cover up domestic problems at home. And here we have a president, Donald Trump himself, facing impeachment, facing a second term as president. He's facing an election. And here he is doing exactly what he warned Obama shouldn't do, saying, you know, quite clearly that a president who was facing poor poll numbers, facing domestic problems, facing all manner of issues at home, would potentially use a strike in the Middle East or use war in the Middle East to cover up domestic problems. And this is exactly what Donald Trump's done. And this is a massive betrayal of his voter base, because many people voted Trump because they were sick of these pointless wars in the Middle East. They were sick of conflict again and again and again in countries that pose no viable threat to America, and ultimately countries that, when destabilized, lead to another stream of refugees and migrants pouring into Western nations. And here again, we have one of these great betrayals. Now, I don't know if he's done this to curry favor with Israel. I'm sure that's part of it. I don't know that he's done this to try and rally pundits and potential supporters in the establishment as a way of deflecting from the impeachment proceedings. I don't know what his exact thinking is, but his thinking is definitely not America first. Mm-hmm. One thing that wasn't on Donald Trump's mind when he authorized this strike was the good of the American people. This has not been done on the America first ticket. This has been done on an Israel first ticket and a Donald Trump first ticket, mm-hmm. which is disgusting. This is not what Donald Trump was elected for. And from here on out, I am off the Trump train. This is something which, for me, is a red line. It's a complete betrayal. And personally, I think this is a sign that finally Donald Trump is moving into moving into territory that for him is really the beginning of the end. And personally, I can't see this resulting in improved numbers at the polls for Trump. I mean, he didn't win the popular vote in 2016. That's something that we all know. But I think this could well see him take a further dive in the polls. And I think a lot of people, especially the anti-war activists, genuine nationalists who've always opposed these pointless wars in the Middle East, will have their head in their hands right now, and they will be thinking to themselves, this is not what we voted for.
Well, no, I mean, I voted for Trump based on the foreign policy stuff first and foremost. Obviously, the immigration, his immigration stance were important to me as well. But first and foremost, it was because he said he wanted to make friends with Russia. Why shouldn't we be friendly with Russia? And because he had harshly criticized the wars. And, you know, he'd said he'd always been against the Iraq war. He didn't have a whole lot of proof for it, except for maybe one interview with Sean Hannity some years ago. But I thought, okay, if he wants to claim he was always against the Iraq war and campaign on that, good, I'll let him do that, fine. I will say that regarding Iran, he was, during the campaign, he was always kind of stupid. He wasn't as stupid, I mean, like, whereas Ted Cruz and the rest were absolutely retarded on Iran, when Trump was criticizing Obama's Iran nuclear deal, it was like, all these other companies, all these European companies are coming in and they're getting all these contracts and our companies aren't getting anything out of it. What a lousy deal. It was a tangential attack on it at first. But then he really has always been pretty consistently hostile to Iran, which was, even in campaign mode, that was like the worst aspect of his foreign policy. But yeah, this is a horrible thing he's done. Now, according to the Los Angeles Times, I don't know if you've heard this, and I don't know if anybody else has confirmed it. According to the Los Angeles Times, although he didn't consult with members of Congress before making this decision, he did consult with the Israeli government. That's what the Los Angeles Times says, which is pretty interesting. You know, I'm glad you brought up that tweet he made criticizing Obama years ago, I guess back in, what, you said 2011 or 2012. And, you know, even though that Trump and Obama, I don't think they've met more than a couple of times, and they're ran on very different platforms and have very different support groups, and yet have acted very, very similarly. Obama had a little bit more spine on standing on not being bowled over by the people within his administration, including Hillary Clinton, who wanted to attack Iran. He didn't, and now Trump has this. I mean, because this is for all intents and purposes an attack on Iran. I don't know what's going to happen over the next 10 months. The Iranians and the Russians may show a combination, you know, because the Russians and effectively the Chinese are allied with Iran at this point. They may show a combination of restraint and also cleverness, because this could wind up having the United States military kicked out of Iraq by the Iraqi government. Then, you know, what's going to happen then? So we might, when I say we, the American government might be outmaneuvered on this, and I certainly hope they will be. But who knows how this is going to develop, and who knows what the choices we're going to have in November are for president. But, you know, in terms of Trump train, I mean, I haven't been particularly hostile to Trump, because I see him as just being, at this point, over his head and on a massive losing streak. But I did officially endorse Tulsi Gabbard last April, and I think that with the primary season coming up, everybody, regardless of what you think of her, because she speaks more clearly than anyone else in American politics on Iran and has gone on Fox News and told Fox News host Neil Cavuto that Iran was not a threat to the United States, that Saudi Arabia is a bigger threat, and of course Saudi Arabia really means Israel when you get down to it, that everybody should register as a Democrat and vote for her in the primaries. That's what I say. And then finally, regarding polls and support for Trump, anybody who disliked Trump is going to dislike him even more after this. Even the, you know, it's for the most part. It's hard to imagine anybody who didn't support Trump before but will support him now after this. Maybe a few Jews, and that's about it. Not very many, because most of the Jews aren't going to support him anyway. Because for them, and what do you think of this, Mark? Isn't it having your cake and eating it too? You get the strike on Iran that you want, and then you also get to call for Trump's impeachment over it. Isn't it great?
I think it is.
Isn't it like Hanukkah?
That's truly,
You can have your bagel and eat it too.
Yeah, well, as I said, I think that we've hit a point now where I think the whole, you know, people talk about the Trump train, and you know, he essentially believes that basically he's playing this amazing game of sort of 3D chess, doesn't he? He believes that he's doing some incredible work, and that everyone's kind of, thinks how wonderful he is, that he's this genius, that he's, he's absolutely, you know, ahead of the game, and that, you know, he's really running rings around people. That's what Trump actually believes. But in fact, I think now he's completely penned in, and he's completely penned in for a variety of reasons. Not least because the man is actually quite unstable and very, very disloyal. Very disloyal. And I think that when you look at the way he's treated people, let's just have a look at Roger Stone, for example. I mean, Roger Stone was a great Trump supporter, and he's not received a presidential pardon. He's rotting in jail.
You know, and yet some Navy SEAL who had been accused, probably rightly, of all these war crimes did get a pardon.
And this is the thing. Trump has got a track record of hanging his friends out to dry, appeasing his enemies, and calling that 3D chess. And now he is very isolated. He has repeatedly cut away people who were close to him, very loyal, long-term supporters, people who had helped get him elected, people who were good advisors, people who were friends. He's cut those people away. He's cut them adrift. He has not really supported these people in their hours of need. And now he is isolated. As we've said, he's constantly trying to please the state of Israel. And it's very interesting because what Donald Trump hasn't realized, and this is where Donald Trump has been completely outfoxed by supporters of Israel, is that what supporters of Israel want for Israel and what they want for America and other Western nations are not the same thing. And that's a very important thing to realize. That's ultimately one of the key topics that we cover, this hypocrisy. And Donald Trump doesn't understand that. He actually believes that if he carries on appeasing Israel, if he carries on securing a future for Israel, giving them arms, helping them build their build and maintain their border wall, helping them to become an ethno-state and endorsing their ethno-state status, he believes that Jews in America will allow him to do similar things in the US and give him a free hand. And that's where he's going awfully wrong, because he hasn't realized that it's one rule for them and one rule for the US. And because of that, although they will allow him, obviously, to get on his knees and appease them in any way he can, they will never reciprocate that appeasement. No. They will never give him what he desires. And because of that,
I mean, he's been trying to appease them his whole administration, you know, the embassy and recognizing a sovereignty over the Golan and a whole bunch of stuff. You know, now this executive order banning anti-Semitism, and has, you know, he's still being impeached. And who are all the leaders of the impeachment? And in Congress, they're Jews. And in the media, the cheerleaders are, you know, these Jewish-run institutions.
Exactly. I mean, there was a great documentary put out on by True News, and it was put out on their YouTube channel. It was taken down very quickly by YouTube, but it was something that told the full truth. It told the absolute story of the impeachment, and it clearly stated and proved with facts that the impeachment was almost entirely Jewish in its origin. And this isn't something that's a great secret. In fact, True News cited mainly, I think, or exclusively Jewish publications boasting that this impeachment was almost entirely Jewish. And
honestly, citing the same publications that David Duke and you and myself and others have been citing all along.
Exactly. And what you've actually got here is a situation where Trump has done more to appease Jews. He has done more to appease the state of Israel than probably any president in recent times, certainly more than President Obama. And here you have him being absolutely strung out by these same people. And it's amazing to see it happening. But Trump is certainly not this genius who's playing 3D chess. Trump is someone who has been played by almost everyone, and he's now in a position where, unfortunately, he's probably, if he does get a second chance at being president, if he does get a second term, I think he will be even less effective than he has been in this first term. I think he will be completely outfoxed. They will run rings around him. And that's, you know, considering how much everyone supported him, this isn't something that we say happily. This isn't, you know, a happy moment. This isn't something that we all sort of look forward to. This is something that we didn't want. We thought Trump was a breath of fresh air. He seemed to be the wild card.
He was. He was a breath of fresh air. But it's turned into a giant, the Trump train has turned into a Trump train wreck. It's a train wreck. Right?
Yeah, it has. It has. It has turned into an absolute train wreck. And I think that looking at this now, you know, we're basically looking at a situation where going in to the next presidential election, I don't think that there's anyone that I could actually support. There's no presidential candidate that actually that I could actually look at and say, yep,
I'm going to have to bombard you with Tulsi stuff, because you probably don't get a whole bunch of her stuff. Anyway, we're coming up on the break, but we'll be right back after the break.
Tired Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we are back. Welcome back to the show. All right. You know, Donald Trump in 2017 went really, really belligerent in his rhetoric with Kim Jong-un. Going into 2018, very belligerent, calling him Little Rocket Man, threatening him with, oh, what was it, hell, fire, and, you know, basically making hardly even veiled threats of nuclear war. And then all of a sudden, they became good buddies. And, you know, I've always thought in the back of my mind that he might want to... Of course, it all came to naught because he was outmaneuvered, again, by his Zionist advisors who don't want peace with North Korea. And it's a shame that he, you know, he had hired John Bolton as his foreign policy advisor instead of Dennis Rodman, the basketball player. But I, you know, it always seemed like he kind of wanted to do the same type of thing with Iran, ratchet up the tensions, and then, you know, have some sort of 11th hour, reconciliation. Now, the thing is with North Korea, he never went and assassinated, you know, one of the top North Korean leaders. So now, I mean, there's real blood on his hands. You know, you've got, obviously, Americans have been killing Iranian troops you know, in Syria and elsewhere, they've been have been killing Iranian troops all along. But you've got now this very elite person. This some people say the second most powerful person in Iran. Now, that might be overstating it, but still a very important person, a hero to the Iranian people, who has now been martyred by Donald Trump. It's a lot harder to walk that back than it is to walk back, you know, childish insults like Little Rocket Man. So that's pretty bad. Now, I will just say that after an eight-year bloody World War One type war between Iran and Iraq, within a couple of years of the end of that war, there was a reconciliation between the two governments. But still, this isn't going to be easy to walk back. What do you think, Mark?
I think you're very right. I mean, this isn't just insults. This isn't just posturing. This is killing a man who was quite clearly a hero, both in Iran and in Iraq. This man was actually on a state visit to Iraq because he was a very serious operator in the region, and he wasn't some terrorist. I mean, I've got these morons on my Twitter who, I mean, and they are literal morons. I mean, I've got to call some of these people out. You know, they are complete and utter idiots who, you know, come out and say things like, the man was the greatest terror threat to the world, you know. And this was the man that a few months ago these people were cheering because he led the attack in Iraq against ISIS and smashed ISIS in Iraq and parts of Syria. This was a man who actually assisted the US in attacks against the Taliban. This was a guy who had done more to stabilize the Middle East. He'd done more to bring stability to the region and fight terrorism, fight ISIS, fight Al-Qaeda, fight the Taliban, than really anyone. He was well respected, he was loved in his own country, and yet here you have people talking about him like he was a terrorist. You know, I mean, here's a great tweet from a moron on my Twitter calling himself Broadsword. Talking of Donald Trump, he says, his strategy is to castrate Iran's reign of terror in the Middle East and throughout the wider world. The mullahs need to be removed and Iran put back into the hands of the Iranian people. I mean, this is absolutely hilarious because this guy is celebrating, you know, the death of a man who did more to fight terrorism than the state that this same man is supporting, which is, of course, you know, the state of Israel. Because later on, this man starts talking about his love for the state of Israel and how Israel has to be protected. And this narrative is so false, it's unbelievable. You know, Soleimani was very, very popular. He was a hero to the Iranian people. He'd even been praised in the Western press for fighting terrorism. Mm-hmm. It's what Trump's done here is sickening. It's not a case of posturing. It's not a case of him beating his chest on Twitter. It's a case of state-sponsored murder. It's an assassination. And he is a warmonger.
Yeah, and I just want to repeat something I said on the couple of other shows this morning. If you think back to the Iran-Iraq war, invasion of Iraq, the Iraqi war of starting in 2003, where the United States and Britain and a couple other token countries, but basically the United States and Britain invaded Iraq and overthrew it. Now, Iran had opposed the invasion diplomatically, but didn't try to oppose it militarily. It happened. Saddam Hussein was overthrown, and then we tried to set up a government. And I know we're coming up on the break, but after the break, I want to just go into a minute or two of what happened and and try to figure out what the heck these people are talking about when they say Soleimani has all this American blood in his hands. We'll be right back.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You are my paradise completer.
Oh, lovely Leyland, the air.
You are my dream.
Welcome back to the show. So, just turned back the clocks to 2003, 2004, to the 2000s. The United States invaded Iraq, overthrew the government, and then tried to start a new government from scratch. And the old Iraqi political system, especially, I mean, under Saddam Hussein, it was one-party rule. But before that, you know, it's not as if it was multi-party parliamentary democracy, but you did have multiple parties that were competing within their political system in their own way. And it was almost all based on ideology. You had communists, you had these Baathists who were kind of like, in a way, pan-Arab nationalist socialist. And you had Nasserists who were pretty similar, but, you know, were led by this foreign president of Egypt. You had monarchists, you had, you know, a bunch of different ideologies, and they were competing ideologically. And it wasn't so much sectarian. After the first Gulf War in 1991, the United States tried to exploit the different ethnic and sectarian divisions within Iraq. You had a largely Kurdish far north, and you had a largely Shia central and south, and they tried to they set up no-fly zones to prevent the Iraqi military from operating and the Iraqi state at the time was dominated by obviously Saddam Hussein, who was Sunni, which was a minority. His government actually had Kurds and Shiites in it, and Christians. He had a Christian foreign minister, but it was dominated by Sunnis, and so the United States was trying to exploit that, and they did that in the wars in the years in between the two wars, and then after the invasion, they set up this provisional government of Iraq, and the representation was based on ethnicity and religion. And that's how they set it up that way. And I do think that part of it was the desire to set up a de facto Kurdish state in the north that Israel could dominate and use as an oil field for themselves. But at any rate, so then you had all this sectarianism. Now, the thing is, the United States wanted the United States government, the Bush administration, and the neocons in the Bush administration wanted a Shia-dominated Iraq because the Shia had been groomed as opponents to the old regime of Saddam Hussein. But of course, it so happens that the Shia are natural allies to Iran. So even though, because Iran is the big Shia country in the world, it's the number one Shia country in the world, and it's an Islamic state based on Shia principles. So the United States set up a government dominated by Shia, and even though Iran had opposed the invasion, they participated in the reconstruction. They became Iraq's largest trading partner, and they supported this government that the United States had set up. And during most of the war, from I guess 2005, 2006 in particular, for about 8 years, you had this prime minister named Nouri al-Maliki, who was a consensus choice of the CIA and Qassem Soleimani. Qassem Soleimani was instrumental in picking him amongst four candidates that the CIA had vetted. This is all on al-Maliki's Wikipedia page if you want to check it out. The United States government and the Iranians were basically, for the most part, on the same side in the Iraq war, in that long civil war that followed the invasion. So this idea that all American deaths in Iraq were our blood on the hand of Soleimani makes absolutely no sense. Soleimani and the Iranian government were consistently supporting the government of Iraq that the Americans were also supporting. We're on the same side. And then supposedly, at least, in the war on ISIS, the Iranians were obviously, and Soleimani in particular, were leading the fight against ISIS. And supposedly that was the side we were on. Now, you and I know that we really weren't on that side, but at least supposedly we were. So I don't know, Mark, I have to ask you, what are these people talking about? You know, your Twitter trolls and the people on the mainstream media, when they're saying that Soleimani has all of this American blood on their hands, are they offering any evidence? What are they talking about?
No, and I think this is a really important point you just raised here, because we've talked many times about Trump derangement syndrome. We've talked many times about this idea that people on the left or Democrats have this thing called Trump derangement syndrome, where they can't see clearly when it comes to issues with Donald Trump. So Donald Trump can do something that's actually very, very good, and that most people would be pleased by, but the left finds some way to hate it. The left finds some way to go berserk every time he does anything. So Donald Trump could take Christmas Day in a homeless shelter somewhere, you know, pouring out bowls of soup, pay for it all himself out of his own pocket, and spend Christmas Day giving soup to the homeless and paying for it himself. And the left would find some reason to hate it. They'd find some reason to go berserk and call him a monster for giving soup to the homeless on Christmas Day, because they've got Trump derangement syndrome. But I think Trump derangement syndrome also applies to some of his supporters, to some of his fans, to some of his most zealous supporters, in that now anything that Trump does is some wonderfully well thought out, smooth move, some political masterpiece that is part of this 3D chess that really is actually something that is so well thought out and so well done that basically it must be supported. So Trump murders this Iranian general, and that's part of the plan. Trump gives billions to Israel in aid. That's part of the plan. Trump says that actually we need more immigrants than ever before, but they just must come here legally, you know, and then that'll be great because that's what the nation needs to grow and sustain itself for GDP. And that's fantastic. It's all part of Trump's master plan. And very soon you realize that Trump derangement syndrome is affecting far more than the left. It's also affecting the MAGA hat. And there is a very real prospect that, you know, wearing a MAGA hat will very soon make you look as if you've had some kind of lobotomy, because you're just coming out with the talking points. You know, Trump is good. You know, instead of Orange Man is good, instead of Orange Man is bad, it's Orange Man is good no matter what Orange Man does. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as if some of these Trump supporters have become almost some mirror images of the leftists they despised. And we're kind of seeing this lack of joined-up thinking and almost cult-like behaviour from the MAGA supporters. And, you know, when a lot of people put on those MAGA hats, they put them on because they were supporting a man that stood for free thinking, that was anti-war, anti-immigration, anti-globalism. You know, remember the days when Trump called himself a nationalist? But here, we're seeing those same people who claim to be supporting this man who stood for all those things now cheering a president who is doing the opposite of all the things he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm never as harsh on Donald Trump as a lot of people. I don't do the whole denunciation thing. I am supporting Tulsi Gabbard, but I see Donald Trump as really a tragic figure, somebody who was a very, very imperfect person coming into this, but, you know, maybe was going to try. Maybe he was going to try to do something. Maybe it was he really got into it just for his own ego, but kind of got inspired by his followers, whatever it was. But here's the thing. I went to a Trump rally before his 2016 election, and he was giving his speech, and he's got a lot of charisma, and he says at some point he said something against the Iraq war. And the whole place cheered. And the guy next to me looked at me and says, "I never liked that war." And I looked at him and I thought, that's a crock. I know he had American flags from his pickup truck and all of this. I know it. I mean, I don't know the person, but, and even if not him personally, those people in that crowd, they were all gung-ho for the war. They were all gung-ho for Bush. But there's Donald Trump saying, criticizing the wars, and they were all like, wow, all of a sudden they're all anti-war. And, you know, that's kind of a follow the leader. Maybe that's kind of a Trump derangement syndrome, but it was a good kind of Trump derangement syndrome. And I have no words for, obviously, my response to the leftists who had opposed the war, I thought on principle, but maybe it was just on politics. All of a sudden, you've got Donald Trump, who's got giant auditoriums, giant hockey arenas full of people who had supported the war, now being all anti-war, and somehow Trump is an evil person. It made absolutely no sense. I got one question for you. So I can understand these very low information people who are just going to follow the leader. What's going on with Paul Joseph Watson? Because he shouldn't be low information. Now he's following Trump off to Iran.
Of course he is. Paul Joseph Watson isn't. He's got no integrity. Paul Joseph Watson is a complete and utter shill for Israel. This war or this conflict is being stoked because of Israeli interests. This war or this conflict is being pushed because it isn't in the interests of the Middle East as a whole. this will destabilize the Middle East. And you've got to remember, that's what Israel always wants. Israel always wants the Middle East to be in a state of flux. Israel always wants the Middle East to be in complete chaos, because then they're the only stable nation in the region. What Israel fears the most is the Middle East finding stability, the Middle East coming together, and the Middle East finding peace. They don't want Iran and Iraq and Syria being stable regimes that work with one another, because it puts them at risk. And Paul Joseph Watson is a shill for Israel. That's why all of a sudden this man who was desperate to, find out the truth. He was desperate to expose, corruption and fake wars, and he wanted to bring the troops home. All of a sudden, Paul Joseph Watson, he's fighting for an invasion, as is another shill, Anne-Marie Walters of For Britain. I mean, she is now saying that we need regime change, that regime change must almost come at any cost. The Iranian regime must be smashed. Well, of course it must be smashed if you support the state of Israel, which she does. And I think this, the one positive of Trump's horrible, horrible actions has been that he's caused all of these shills to show their hands. He's caused people like Paul Joseph Watson to come out and show where his bread is really buttered. And this is the issue.
Yeah, Alex Jones, too. Alex Jones. I can't remember exactly what he was saying, but I did hear him yesterday, and he had a completely retarded take on what was going on. I was just amazed.
No, of course, because, again, who does Alex Jones support unconditionally?
Well, I mean, he'll every now and then say things about Israel, but this is all like, it's the Chi-Coms! The Chi-Coms! So I don't know. But one thing about Trump and the Trump presidency is, I don't know if they do this in Britain, but I've had, x-rays of my digestive system to check for cancer. It's something that they do with older people. And you drink this barium, and then you do the x-ray, and it can find things. And what I think the Trump presidency is it's like a giant vial of barium. Is that what barium, I think that's what it's called? And it is showing, it's shining a light on what's going on. And so maybe Hillary would have done all the exact same things as Trump, but had Hillary done the exact same things, and we are getting a lot of Hillary-esque results with open borders, with attack on free speech, and now with war with Iran, we're getting Hillary results. But the one thing we're getting with Trump is you're getting people like Rick Wiles of True News saying, Juku. People are seeing, people talking about fake news, people talking about the deep state. So I think the one thing that we have gotten out of the Trump presidency that we should appreciate, even though we might not be in a mood to appreciate Donald Trump right now, is it's really shined a lot of light on what's going on, who's behind what. The president has very little power. Who's really got the power? And I think it's been, is it cathartic? I don't know what the adjective is, but it's been a real learning experience. What do you think of that, Mark?
Well, I think all of this has definitely been a learning experience. I think this has proved, really, this is kind of like sorting the good eggs from the bad, the wheat from the chaff. All of this has really caused a huge divide, and now you can see who are the true nationalists and who are the fake nationalists. All of these people who have been constantly going against foreign intervention seem to only go against foreign intervention in the Middle East when the candidate they don't like does it. And I think consistency matters. You see, when Bush and Blair went into Iraq, I was against it. I was against the Iraq war. And I'm still now against the Iraq war and the effects of that war. I was against the war in Afghanistan. I thought that was unjust. I was against strikes on Syria, and I was against strikes on Libya, and I was against the assassination of Colonel Gaddafi. And I was against that being done by the Obama administration. I was not a fan of it. I was completely opposed to it. And now Trump has not only authorized strikes on Syria, but now he's also authorized the assassination of an Iranian general, someone who has, as I said, done more to bring about stability in the Middle East and more to bring about the defeat of ISIS than probably anyone else on this planet, I am against that. And that means I am consistent. Mm-hmm. It means I have consistently said that Middle Eastern affairs should be sorted out in the Middle East by people who live in the Middle East, and that Middle Eastern affairs should not be meddled in by the Americans, the British, or anyone else for that matter. That makes me consistent. But what we have seen is that Alex Jones, that Paul Joseph Watson, that Anne-Marie Waters, that all these other shills are only interested in opposing wars in the Middle East when it's a candidate they oppose who is pushing for those wars. They're not consistent. They are bad eggs.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back. Well said.
Tiny bubble, make me happy. Eat your hot lunch, make me feel fine. Tiny bubble, make me warm.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the show. So, Mark, I think we've done a really good job analyzing this whole Soleimani assassination and the impacts of it. So please share this show. This has been really good. And I think this National Bugle Radio does a great job of that, but you've got a couple of weekly shows. You've got your Wednesday panel discussion. Last week you had Richard Spencer. That was really interesting. That got a lot of attention. And you're going to have a guest this week who I'd like to ask about. But also, you do these Friday releases of, they're typically researched and scripted mini documentaries on things. Tell us about what you had last week.
Last week I did a special video that I've been wanting to do for a while. It was 18 minutes long, so a bit longer than my usual videos have been recently. And it was about the way that screen time and television time damages the brain development of young children. Now, it's a really interesting video because a new study has proven that screen time and television time for children, especially those under 2 years old, actually delays and prevents white matter development in the brains of these children. And white matter development is very important because it's something that allows for executive function like language, literacy, and also decision making, including the ability to forgo pleasure. So that is something that's very important because it's a high IQ function. So this is a very important video, and I hope that after this show this evening, you will go and check that out. It's over on my YouTube video, over on my YouTube channel, sorry, and it's something that I really believe in, and it was a bit of a labour of love for me. So please go and check that out. And this week on Patriotic Weekly Review, we will be discussing the issue we've been discussing today in great depth with a wonderful guest. We've got Adam Green from No More News coming on, and we'll be doing a deep dive on this topic. So please come and check that out too.
I'd like to know more news. I know a lot of news, but I'd like to know more. Now, Adam Green is great, and we had a great discussion with him last time. So that's something to look forward to. And have you decided on a topic for your Friday video?
Well, I'm still working on that at the moment, so I'm going to leave that as a bit of a surprise.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, I got a Christmas gift in the mail that was very nice that Mr. T and I and Minnie Me were all enjoying. So I know that you had a little something to do with that. So I just wanted to say that and say thank you.
The lady who sent that, she's a dear friend of mine. She's a wonderful activist, and she does so much for the cause here in the UK, and she is so thoughtful. So I'm pleased that you I'm pleased you got those gifts, and I'm pleased you're enjoying them.
We are. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show again, and I look forward to having you back next week, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.